What I'm about to talk to you today may make some people uncomfortable. Sorry about that. I'm going to start, like I sometimes do, with a little story. I have a daughter. Actually, I have two children, but we're talking about my daughter right now. And she'll be 11 in April. And throughout these 11 years, I have struggled with play dates for her. We live in a certain town where there aren't many people who look like me. And it has hindered my daughter's ability to successfully land some play dates. It shouldn't be, but unfortunately, that's what happened. Now, recently, a friend of hers wanted to introduce me to her mother, and I was more than happy to meet her because she and the girl and my daughter were very good friends, and they're getting along well, and they wanted to spend some time together outside of school, and they live right around the corner from us. I mean, the kids can walk to each other's houses if we let them. And I was so eager to meet the mother. The girl brought the mother up to me, I could see the disappointment flood her face when she met me. And this has happened to me so many times that I cease to be insulted. But it's interesting, besides our exterior appearance, we really have a lot in common. And I think that if I were given a chance, people would see that I'm really a cool person. Well, at least I think so. Don't you think so? I think so. But we get mesmerized by people's exterior appearance and we judge them. You know the old saying, don't judge a book by its cover. Look on the inside to see what it's all about. But do we do that? No, we don't. We look at a person's outside and we automatically judge them from their birth to now. And that's not right. Because this body, this shell that our spirits occupy is only an illusion. Yes, it is. We are all just atoms, particles, infinite particles, vibrating at a certain rate or speed in order for this form to appear. It's an illusion. This microphone I'm holding is an illusion. This podium is an illusion. This desk is an illusion. They're all composed of elements divided into particles and atoms and, you know, all that chemistry stuff that I didn't do too well in learning. But we are infinitely divided into smaller and smaller pieces. And we're all vibrating at certain rates to make the impression of this body form. So what this person was doing was just judging what she saw, how my molecules were vibrating to form what she sees, this beautiful woman with long dreadlocks standing in before her. But that's our flaw. That's our flaw. We as humans here, we judge. We judge. We look at a person and we judge. Instead of trying to find out what's in that person's mind. How do they think? What do they like to do? I mean, I wasn't asking to become best friends with this woman or any other people who have wanted, whose children have wanted to have a play date with my daughter. No, no, no. What I tried to do was just be nice. I offer them a smile. I say, hey, can our children play together? Why should we impose our beliefs upon our children? Let them be free. Let them make choices and decisions for themselves. And this has been going on for a long time. She has Barbie dolls she wants that she never got a chance to play with anyone else except me. Which is sad, really. I mean, we tried. I said, give them my phone number. Here we live right here. Come on over. Our door's always open. Blah, blah, blah. And they see me and they automatically think of all the stereotypes of people who look like me, have, you know, the way that we're seen on TV or wherever else in the news. And then we judge. They say all people are like that. All people who look like her are like this way. And it's unfortunate because they missed out on a great opportunity to learn something new by talking to someone else. Not just by talking to me, but by talking to anyone, that you can learn something and your life could be enhanced some. I know if you talk to me, your life will be enhanced. No, just kidding. But unfortunately, that's our issue. And it's not just an issue in this little area. It's an issue all over. How many times has someone judged someone who's come from another country? They don't speak English. The way they do things are funny. Or someone who comes here and judges everyone. I know plenty of people who do that. Americans this, Americans that. Look at their hair. Look at this. We judge on so many bases besides getting past. We don't get past the illusion of what we see. And when we get past the illusion, the physical illusion, then we can get a chance to know that person. What they think, what they like to read. And you may find yourself very happy that you decided to open up and get past what you see on the surface level. Why don't you try that today? When you look at someone, don't automatically, our brain automatically has a checklist in our minds. Oh, they have yellow teeth, check minus. They have blonde hair, check plus. That's not the way we do things. Not at all. Again, we can't help the way that we look. I can't help the way I was born. I was born this color. This is what, this is how the atoms and molecules and things form themselves to make this body, this physical illusion. And I can't help that. And I'm okay with it, too, as a matter of fact. I think we're all beautiful. And we have so much beauty that we could share with one another if we just get past those awful prejudices that we have, those judgments that we have. If we always say hi or talk to people who believe the exact same thing we do, then we will never, ever fully live and experience the universe and the world fully, because we have decided to be narrow-minded, to think the way, to not listen to anyone else who happens to think the way we do. And what do we do to those people who are not like us? Sometimes. What has happened in the past? What were we called? We don't have to repeat the names here. But, I mean, there were lots of awful names people are called because they are different. Stereotypes. I mean, that's where stereotypes come from. because someone was different and they behaved a certain way. So some smart person decided that all people who look like that behave a certain way. And that's not true. Not true at all. Not true at all. We humans, we have a long way to go. And we have a lot of stuff we need to correct about ourselves. A lot. A lot, a lot, a lot. When I get a paper cut, and when someone who's looks like that, you know, looks differently, gets a paper cut, isn't the blood the same? Yes, it is. Their blood is not green, and my blood is not purple or pink. Well, maybe pink, but not orange. It's the same color. Same color. My bones are the same. Well, our bones may be shaped differently, but we're humans. We're made up of the same bones. Right? Eyes and ears, nose. Even though they may be shaped differently, we have them in common with another human. More than likely. I mean, there's some who aren't born with all their limbs, but they're still human. Right? Right. When we think to get past the surface of the person, then it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Get past that exterior illusion. I wish I could say that to all the people who have prejudged me when I've been introduced to them. I tried to talk to my daughter about this because it really hurts her. It really hurts her. And, you know, who knows? When she becomes a teenager, she may resent me the way I look and say, you're the blame for me not having friends or playdates. I don't know if they call them playdates when they're teenagers. I don't know. Whatever you want to call them, social hangouts, social gatherings, social meetups, whatever. But who knows? She may resent me because of the way I look. Mommy, it's your fault. I just try to tell her that same thing I'm telling you. We can't do anything about how people judge us. We can't do anything about that. They're going to say what they're going to say. But what we have to do is stay strong within ourselves and realize to see it for what it is. Because actually, them judging us really has nothing to do with us. Not at all. It has to do with what they see. Because what they see is not us. Us, this physical thing, is an illusion. Our spirit that occupies this body is the real deal. That's what they need to get to know. But when they judge the exterior shell, well, it's like getting in a car. See, trying to buy a new car. You want to buy a new car? That one looks ugly. But that one may ride the best. Once you get behind that wheel, who knows? It may work. It may not be a gas guzzler. It may ride better than all the other cars on the lot. You don't know until you get behind the steering wheel, right? And get in the driver's seat. Same thing here. You don't know what a person is like until you meet their spirit. Not their physical form, but the spirit that occupies the physical form. That's where the real deal happens. So I say to you today, let's get past the physical and get to the spirit, the spiritual part. What's that person like? What's that person's spirit like? That's where we need to go. Namaste. Thank you for listening.